Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Warren Newson. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sean Abner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Griebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Devereaux moves to second. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a line drive for a single. Devereaux scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Davis moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Orsilac hits a fly ball into left field. Newson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sachs bunts towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Newson moves to second. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tackett is hit by the pitch. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Griebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Abner hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Abner moves to third. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. There goes Johnson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grebeck hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Abner scores. Johnson scores. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Newson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mussina fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orsolac is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsolac hits a line drive off the glove of Thomas, and into shallow right field. Orsolac reaches second base with a double. Milligan moves to third. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milligan scores. Orsolac scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Newson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sachs is 0-for-0 in the game. Sachs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Orioles, 4, White Sox, 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Abner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez juggles the ball. That's an error on Gomez. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Abner moves to second. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tackett is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tackett hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Mills now pitching. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grebeck hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Newson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Newson hits a fly ball towards center. Devereaux settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Devereaux. Newson moves to third. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sachs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball. Davis is thrown out after the base hit. 2 outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Sean Abner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Ventura. The throw from Tackett and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. 2 outs. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Abner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Paul now pitching. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Orsolac is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Orsolac hits a line drive beyond second. Sacks can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gomez strikes out. 1 out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orsolac moves to third. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tackett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Karkoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Craig Grebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Grebeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grebeck takes first base on ball 4. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Newson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Newson takes first base on ball 4. Grebeck moves to second. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sachs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Mills covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground for a single. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore pinch runs for Glenn Davis. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McLemore. The throw from Karkoviche and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Milligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milligan for the out. One out. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Orsolac is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Orsolac is walked intentionally. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gomez hits a line drive into right field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McLemore tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Orioles. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Orsolac moves to third. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tackett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. David Sege now playing first base. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Abner is hit by the pitch. Greg Olson now pitching. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Abner moves to third. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Tackett and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Tim Raines pinch hits for Ron Karkoviche. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground into right field. That will be extra bases. Orsolac picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Orsolac. Abner scores. Johnson scores. Raines moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grybek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Grybek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raines scores. It's 7-5, White Sox. Warren Newson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Newson is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Newson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Newson. The throw from Tackett and he is safe. Newson steals second. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Nelson Santovenia now catching. Tim Raines now playing left field. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Devereaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Devereaux strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.